Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Happy Wednesday night to you. I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. I hope you're good. I'm going to be hanging out for the next 4 hours. This is when I get started every weeknight. That means Monday through Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's holding it down live from New York City. We got things covered, a lot of ground between New York and Atlanta, but here we are. And we're talking to you wherever you're at. Thank you to everybody listening live on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. We got folks tuned in on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. It's free, F-R-E-E. Make sure you get that app. You can also listen on SiriusXM channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, if you walk in the door, just ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. You don't got to press anything. Just talk to that computer. It works, okay? Look, if you want to talk to us here live on the radio, if you have a phone, two tomato cans, you got a string, you can call us. It's 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's the phone number if you want to talk to America. And also at the same time, you can find me on the internet. You don't want to call? Just want to be some anonymous person on the internet? You can do that. I am at JR Sport Brief on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Because it is Wednesday night, I'm doing the same thing I do every Wednesday night. Not trying to take over the world like Pinky and the Brain, but I'm going to deliver to you a new top six list. We'll do that 2 hours from now. I want to share with you a list of some of the most athletic freaks this century. If you need help trying to understand this century, it's about the 22 years, okay? Not 100 years ago. About the last 20 years. So we got that top six list coming 2 hours from now. There's also some movement, some news here in the world of sports that we'll get into. Michigan continues to hit back against any strike by the Big Ten to suspend their head coach, Jim Harbaugh. We'll talk about that. The Angels have a new manager, Ron Washington. I feel bad for Ron Washington. He's a nice guy. He's a beloved guy. He's like Dusty Baker. Too bad he's going to be managing a crap team with a crap organization, likely watching Shohei Ohtani walk out the door. But go get that money, Ron. I'm happy for him. Deion Sanders talks about coaching. Not another college team, But Deion potentially coaching in the NFL, he gives a reason, a big reason why he probably will not do it. And then he also gives another big reason why he might, just maybe, you know, maybe he'd entertain it. And so we'll get into that. We'll talk about that. And then also, how about this? The NBA is back. And what do I mean the NBA is back? Well, if you knew anything, maybe you do. We talked about it last night. There was no basketball. There was no NBA basketball, at least, because it was Election Day. And the NBA, a staunch advocate of its fans watching or participating in the voting process, they scheduled no games so people could go out and vote. I don't know how many more years they're going to do this, but that's the case. And so the NBA is back. And we had some cool matchups that have been underway tonight. How about this? Right out of the gate, and we'll get to this one in a minute, you could call this a marquee game. Philadelphia 76ers beat the Celtics. Joel Embiid, Tyrese Maxey helped lead the Sixers to their sixth straight win. The Philadelphia 76ers are 6-1. Boston is now 5-2. Joel Embiid, 27 points. Maxey, 25 points. And for at least one night, the Sixers are better than the Celtics. Presumably, between them and the Bucks, two of the top two teams in the East, the Sixers still trying to show that they got some legs even without that James Harden guy. And this is a matchup that I got to admit, I was disappointed in. This happened to be nationally televised on ESPN. It was hyped up like nobody's business, because why not hype it up like nobody's business? It's Victor Wembanyama making his debut in Madison Square Garden. And it was a flop. The New York Knicks, just actually seconds ago, they beat the San Antonio Spurs. Final score, 126-105. San Antonio Spurs fall to 3-5. The Knicks are now even at 4-4. And in his debut, Victor Wembanyama stunk. He shot 4-14 from the field. He finished with 14 total points, grabbed 9 rebounds, had 2 assists. No, sounds crazy. He only blocked one shot, and 6 of his points came at the free throw line. At one point in time during the game, San Antonio Spurs were down 30 points. The game was semi-close by about 21 points here, and the Spurs went on a 17-7 run. And so Victor Wembanyama, yeah, he might be leading the rookies in scoring and blocks, second in the NBA in block shots. But for tonight, he stunk. Victor Wembanyama, even earlier in the day, I think this is a ridiculous quote that a lot of people ran with, they asked him about being in Madison Square Garden. Victor Wembanyama, all 7'4", 5 inches of him, however tall he was at shoot-around. He's at an empty Madison Square Garden earlier today, and he was asked, man, what do you think about this place? How do you feel being in Madison Square Garden? What are your first impressions? Listen.
Not as big as I expected, but still the vibe is here.
What are your expectations? Crowd and this environment.
Tough game, you know, physical and, yeah, you know, passionate fans.
Yeah, he said something about passionate fans between the bounce and the basketballs. But the first thing that he said was, hey, Madison Square Garden isn't as big as I thought. And this thing was plastered, that quote was plastered all over the internet in big letters. Victor Wembanyama, MSG isn't as big as I thought it was. It's like, what? He's talking about the size of the arena. Big deal. He's talked about the place being a mecca. He's talked about the place being the center stage of basketball, and he wanted to find out what it's all about. And he goes to the game tonight, and he stinks. Only 14 points. Only 14 points. 4-14 from the field is a tough out. Victor Wembanyama earlier today making his debut. I know a lot of people paid to go see him at Madison Square Garden. He was also asked about a nickname. You know, I think Kevin Durant might have called him a unicorn, or maybe Porzingis, and LeBron said that he's just an alien. And so Wembanyama chimed in on that as well. Listen.
That nickname's been used over and over, so I'm not a real big fan of it. You know, just like LeBron said, everybody's been a unicorn. But there's just one alien, right?
Yeah, I guess he's going to be called the alien. Last week, Victor Wembanyama showed up to a basketball game for Halloween as Slender Man, which is appropriate for a dude who looks like he is 210 pounds, soaking wet, which he is. 7'4", 210 is what he's listed as. And so heading into tonight, Victor Wembanyama, I don't want to say surprisingly, he's been averaging 20 points, 8 rebounds, and 2 assists a game. He's shooting 46% from the field. And if you've been watching any of the games, he ain't just rim running. He ain't just putting the ball back. This man is taking jump shots, which look ridiculously fluid. His jumper is wet. This man is out there. He may not be in the paint as much as people would necessarily want him to be. He's going to the basket. He's taking turnaround J's. He's crossing over. He is a 7'4" shooting guard who's out there playing center. And in the process of it, he's looking pretty damn good. I know that there are folks who are upset at Chet Holmgren, and Chet isn't generating the same amount of attention as Victor Wembanyama. And, well, look, Chet Holmgren is good, but he ain't Victor Wembanyama. 17 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists. You could say at 55% from the field that Chet Holmgren is performing better. But here's the reality. He ain't moving around like Wembanyama. He also doesn't have necessarily the ceiling of Victor Wembanyama. Chet Holmgren could go down being a Hall of Fame basketball player. Like most dudes, he has to go out there and stay healthy. But there's a reason people are enamored with Victor Wembanyama. It's because he's out there moving around like he's 6'5". And so I sat and I watched part of the game as I got ready for the show, and I'm looking up, and I'm the Spurs are down by 30. I'm mad everybody who spent a dollar and a dime didn't get their money's worth. And I'm saying to myself, this is just a rookie season. You're going to have your ups, you're going to have your downs, and for tonight, Victor Wembanyama, he stared into the face of a down. We've seen plenty of people go into Madison Square Garden and absolutely light it up. The Kobe Bryants of the world, the LeBron James. Unfortunately for Knicks fans, they have unfortunate memories of people like Reggie Miller lighting it up in Madison Square Garden. They are the Michael Jordans who decided to just make a career out of torturing the New York Knicks. Everybody goes into Madison Square Garden and kills the Knicks. And I'm sure Victor Wembanyama will get there. He's 19 years old. Tonight he shows up and he takes an L. I'm sure it's a learning experience. But would anybody be surprised if the next time Victor Wembanyama is in the Garden, which is going to have to be next year, East Coast plays West once a year, vice versa, if he goes into the Garden and destroys? It's amazing what Victor Wembanyama has done already in the league. He's going to have his ups. He's going to have his downs. And for tonight, learning experience. I was going to say maybe he should get on the subway. But Shep, remember that? Victor, he took the subway in the draft. He did that already.
I do remember that, yes.
Pretty awesome. What else? He went to, he's had, I don't want to call Victor Wembanyama an established, well, he'll be in Brooklyn. That'll be later on in the year. I guess he can get some get back in Brooklyn. But Victor Wembanyama might as well be a New Yorker. He rode the subway. He went to a Yankees game. What else did he do, Shep? Did he do anything else?
Oh, man. Grand Central, right? Wasn't that a thing?
I don't think they put him in Grand
Central. Wasn't that a thing? Like Times Square? He did one of those two things. Empire State Building. You know,
he would have blown away, man.
You know, Jared, it's funny. You've said twice now that he stunk tonight, right?
He did.
Okay. This is what's amazing. This guy is 19 years old. It's like game number 8 or 9 for him. He's had the worst two-game stretch of his career. JR, he's still giving you 14 points per game, 10 rebounds per game, and 2 blocks per game. It's the worst two-game stretch of his career. And one of the most fair-minded hosts in the country is saying this guy stinks because of his performance. I'm not saying you're saying he stinks, but his performance stunk. Like, that's how high the ceiling is. Like, if this is any other rookie, no one's saying he stunk if he goes 14 and 10.
He went 4-14. He stunk.
Oof.
Yeah, I don't care who you are.
Right.
or what you who you if LeBron James shot 4 of 14 tonight, LeBron James stunk tonight. That's what it is. Anybody shooting a basketball who goes 4 of 14, they stunk. Not 4 of 10. 4 of 14, you stunk.
Well, he had a bad shooting night, JR. But
yeah, but he stunk, yes.
I mean, he still was second in the team in points. Like, he wasn't.
So, and the team was losing by 30 points.
Fair enough. And he led them in rebounds. Like, I'm not saying he delivered on the goods here. I'm not saying he lived up to fans' expectations his first time performing at MSG. But that's how high the ceiling is on this guy. Like, he still had arguably, and I know they were not good tonight. But he still was one of the two or three best players the Spurs put out there tonight.
Yeah, well, he always will be.
Right.
That doesn't take away from the fact that he stunk. He stunk tonight. What are we covering up? He shot 4-14. He stunk. He ended up with 14 points and 9 rebounds. The results are good. If I wanted to run around and look at plus minus, I'm sure it'd be ugly. He stunk. The team stunk.
I guess I give him a little bit of a pass because he's 19 years old and hasn't even played double digit games yet for his NBA career. If this is Joel Embiid going 4-14 or Nikola Jokic, then I think it's fair to say he stunk. But because he hasn't seen the hardwood for more than 10 games, is it fair right now to say he stunk? Or maybe he didn't play up to expectations? There's a difference, though.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
The context of, in this game, 4 of 14, I don't care who you are or what the expectations are or were, he stunk. Hey, it was 2 months ago after one preseason game, you made it sound like he was going to get destroyed in the league.
I don't remember saying he was going to get destroyed. I said, to your point, that he's going to get a little pushed around, and that based on what I saw when he bricked 15 jumpers in a row wide open, I didn't think that was the best sign. JR, I didn't realize.
Jumper is crazy.
Right. To your point, it's incredibly fluid. Does look 6'5 when he shoots the basketball. Nobody can get a hand up and block him, so he is going to have that air every single time to himself. It's unprecedented. I did not know he would be this good this fast.
Yeah, I didn't. I said it was tough to say that after one preseason game.
Yeah, I was premature on that. But I also think that I to your point, we really ran with that quote today, like a lot of people did. But he also talked about like MSG, right? But he also talked about MSG being this like really magical place, and he talked about the great energy and the great vibe that's there.
Clickbait.
Yeah. So I guess me personally, JR, I'm erring more on the side of like, let's not say. I'm not saying you're wrong for saying this. But that's how great this guy is. That and Jared, like they
can
was,
be.
Right. That going having the second most points on his team and the most rebounds on his team in an NBA basketball game, not even in his 10th career game, and someone who's as fair-minded as you is saying that performance stunk tonight.
Well, it's not about him. It could be anybody. If I played in any basketball game out on the street and I shot 4-14, I stunk that day. If Klay Thompson, who I'm looking at on the screen right now, is the Denver Nuggets take on the Golden State Warriors, if Klay Thompson shot 4-14, I would say he stunk.
And he's in your – but, Jerry, you get what I'm saying. Like, Klay Thompson's also in year 11.
But it doesn't change. Tonight he stunk. Yeah, he got the world at his fingertips. Tonight he stunk. He got stats. He got numbers. The team lost. He stunk. The world will move on. He'll likely be Rookie of the Year. I hope he stays healthy. If he stays healthy, he'll probably be one of the greatest players that we've ever seen. God knows what he's going to be able to do. And there are going to be people, and I saw these stupid clickbait things too, not about the magnitude of Madison Square Garden ate up Victor Wembanyama, the stupid quotes about Madison Square Garden, you know, being too large. People are going to run with this. It's not going to take away from what he is or what he's going to do. I really appreciate his attitude. There hasn't been a moment or a second where Victor Wembanyama has been on my screen. I watched him walk off the court at Madison Square Garden. He had his head held high. He obviously wasn't happy with the loss. He wasn't out there sulking. I haven't seen him sulk, be upset. I haven't seen him be crying, be miserable. He is all business, all even. There aren't ridiculous highs. There aren't ridiculous lows. I don't see him bitching and complaining to the referees. And so, yeah, there's going to be a day where he walks into Madison Square Garden, I hope. And I hope he lights the Knicks up. I want to see him get in that line. I want to see him drop 40. I want to see him drop 50. I want to see him drop 60. I want to see Victor Wembanyama get a quadruple-double. against the New York Knicks. I want to see him swat everything in the world away. This dude is amazing. Tonight he stunk. 4-14, 14 points, 9 rebounds. And the Spurs lose to the New York Knicks in Madison Square Garden. At one point, they're losing by 30. Final score, 126-105. The world is this guy's oyster. He's fun to watch. He's going to have some duds like tonight. And he's going to have some good ones, too. He is must-see TV. There's not one player in the NBA right now, not one player, that I want to see more than Victor Wembanyama, just to see him grow. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, I guess we're going to the opposite of Victor Wembanyama. We're going to take a look at an old man who is continuing to play at a ridiculously high level in the NBA, and he's being opposed by a class clown named Dylan Brooks. Dylan Brooks versus LeBron. I guess we can consider this round two. We're going to talk about this on the other side of the break as Dylan Brooks' Rockets, crap team, taking on the Lakers. I guess a disappointing team. We got a lot to do tonight as well. Just getting started, just getting warmed up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Oh man, this is a disappointment of a not of another level. It was just a few seconds ago. The Houston Rockets just beat the Los Angeles Lakers 128-94. This is like the Dylan Brooks versus LeBron James rematch. We know last season when Dylan Brooks was still a member of the Memphis Grizzlies, he talked himself into a hole. He called LeBron James old. He's talked about how he was going to lock him up. And Dylan Brooks looked like hot garbage in the playoff series. We're talking about averaging 10 points, shooting 30% from the field, 23% from three. He looked like trash. Meanwhile, LeBron said, hey, man, I got 20 and 11 for you. And the Lakers just smacked the Grizzlies. And this man looked like he wasn't going to get a job. But Dylan Brooks did end up with a $80 million four-year deal from the Houston Rockets. Now, what did the numbers look like tonight? Dylan Brooks, another garbage night, 5 points, 2 of 6 from the field for a dude who said that he was going to once again try to make LeBron tired. And I'm sure LeBron was tired. 18 points, 6 rebounds. He didn't get no help from nobody else. Rui Hachimura had 24. D'Angelo Russell had 22. And the Los Angeles Lakers, they lose another game on the road. They have not picked up a road victory. And this Anthony Davis dude, if you didn't know this, guess what? Hey, Shep, you want to know something about Anthony Davis?
More than just street clothes? Sure.
He's hurt now. There's nothing else to say. He's hurt. Anthony Davis did not participate in this game. Still dealing with a strained groin injury for Anthony Davis. So I guess first minor injury for the year for Anthony Davis. I'm sure a hangnail will be next. Before we got to the game, earlier today, Dylan Brooks once again asked about LeBron. What are you going to do with LeBron? What is your job against LeBron? This is what Brooks had to say.
Ready to lock him up. Been shooting the ball well. He's been playing well. So I'm just there to make him tired, make him get into that, you know, fourth quarter early.
Somebody just needs to kick him in the groin. Yeah, I said it. Jared Allen kicked Draymond Green in the groin the other day. And I know a lot of people enjoyed that. Hey, Draymond is, getting what he deserves. But, I mean, somebody has to hit Dylan Brooks. Despite that, despite last season, LeBron James, he had some kind words for Dylan Brooks. He said, I ain't looking in the past. I'm not getting into all of that. I'm trying to pick up a road victory that they did not get. But LeBron James did make it clear, hey, man, they gave Dylan Brooks that money. He earned it.
You know, every player that is awarded with a contract is awarded for a reason, and they're worthy of the contract that they get. So I think in his case, he was worthy in the contract that he got. He's put in the work since he came out of Oregon, and, you know, and that's what Houston found value in him, and he's here.
Okay, all right. Anyway, LeBron James moves along. I don't want to call him poor LeBron James. He's not a poor thing about this dude. He is a basketball player who is an active player who is worth $1 billion. They ain't not a damn thing poor about LeBron James. Now, having said that, the Lakers, they are a poor story, especially here with no Anthony Davis. And so they lose to the Houston Rockets. Next up for these Los Angeles Lakers, I don't know what this is going to look like for them. Friday, they're in Phoenix against the Suns. And oh yeah, by the way, that Bradley Beal dude, he's back tonight. The Phoenix Suns are taking on the Chicago Bulls right now this second. They are in overtime, so it's nice to see that Bradley Beal back on the floor. And what did he do? 13 points, 3 of 12. Shep, that he sucks, right? Tonight he sucks.
No. Got to be consistent, right?
3 of 12, he sucks. Someone who didn't play tonight, there was no Booker for the Suns. And so trying to think about Devin Booker and Kevin Durant and Bradley Beal, if you ever wanted to see them play together, you'd have to go out there and, I don't know, you got to play them on a basketball game. And this is already the worst part, thinking about the league. It's the injuries. Like, I know, and today, no, there was no basketball yesterday because of the elections. We got the in-season tournament is back on Friday, and that certainly, if you ask me, was a success for the first day this past Friday. But it's just awful that we already got dudes sitting out. Devin Booker playing with a busted up foot a couple weeks ago, and now Bradley Beal comes in and Devin Booker is out. Welcome to life in the NBA, where there's always typically an excuse for a star not to play, even though the NBA says that they're going to enforce their stars being out there. Good luck on that one. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of luck, the Michigan Wolverines are looking for all of the luck in the world. They are trying to keep Jim Harbaugh on the sidelines. They are threatening legal action. They are sending notes. They're trying to rat out other teams. And now they're even writing, I don't know, giant books, letting the Big Ten know, mind your business. I'll explain their latest measures on the other side of the break, because Michigan looks like it's getting ready to fight the Big Ten. And for all my boxing fans out there, there's a fake YouTube boxer. He's trying to fight a real boxer. I'm going to tell you about that as well. 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Long time listener, first time caller. Love your show. I like how you spit the truth.
I love your show. You got a great show. You're the bomb diggity, man. Thank you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. About an hour from now, this is going to be fun. We're going to talk about some of the most athletic freaks of this century. Who are some of the most athletic athletes of this century? We're going to talk about that, a new top six list that's coming in a little more than an hour from now. And about 20 minutes from now, Deion Sanders has some words on his next coaching stop. If there is going to be a next coaching stop, he kind of shares some insight as to where it will not be, where it could be, and we'll get there in about 20. But right now, it's time to talk about some fights. Hey, Shep, you like fighting?
Not really. I mean, if I have to defend myself, then I like it. But not to just hit someone for the sake of hitting someone, JR. You don't like fights, do you?
Me? I like watching people fight.
Well, you like broadcasting and being the MC for some fights, so I give you that.
Listen, I'm here for a good fight. We got quite a few fights. How about this? I don't know. About 30 minutes ago, Giannis Antetokounmpo got into a fight with a ref. Couldn't believe that he was ejected. He had one technical. So here's a little bit of background. The Milwaukee Bucks beat the Pistons 120-118. Giannis Antetokounmpo was not available for the end of the game because Giannis got ejected in the third quarter. He picked up his second tech. He did a dunk. He stared at one of the Pistons in the face, and the referee said, hey, technical foul, taunting, and Giannis got the boot. 9 minutes left in the third quarter. The Bucks were already winning 73-60, and so Giannis, he proceeded to walk over to the sideline after kind of beefing with the ref. He crossed his legs. He sat down in between two fans, and he couldn't believe that he got ejected. He had 15 points at the time and 9 rebounds. And look, people pay money to see Giannis. And he wasn't even being ridiculous with the defender. He dunked on him and just looked at him. And like, come on, this is basketball. I'm sure he didn't say nothing about the guy's mother, so let them go out there and play. Giannis ain't bothering nobody. Now, having said that, let's move on to another fight. Earlier today, we learned that the Michigan Wolverines are continuing to fight. These are the same Wolverines who are trying to compete for a national championship. They're in the top four of the college football playoff rankings. They just beat Purdue. They're getting ready to take on Penn State. And that's where their attention should be, right? Yeah, at least for the football team. But when you think about the school, the program, the organization, they're fighting with the Big Ten. Because it's become apparently clear, as the Big Ten is investigating this entire sign-stealing scandal, that Michigan is trying to take a preemptive strike here. It's been reported by Yahoo Sports that Michigan sent a letter to the Big Ten, basically letting them know, mind yo business. And don't you think about punishing us or Jim Harbaugh as we get ready to finish up the year. They sent the letter and they detailed quite a few things. That there's not sufficient evidence that we violated any rules about cheating. That the commissioner, Tony Petitti, who's in his first year as Big Ten commissioner, that he doesn't have authority to punish Jim Harbaugh. And that any punishment that you guys hand out, it wouldn't be fair because Rutgers, Ohio State, yes, great friends of Michigan, and Purdue, that they also stole signs and shared information amongst themselves last season. And so I don't know who Michigan is paying. I'm sure they got some nice lawyers that are on payroll just to write up threatening emails and messages and send these letters. Michigan is really going for it. And as I've said for the past couple of days, I believe that this is Michigan's last stand, their best and last stand. They're going to go kicking and screaming into the game against Ohio State, which we'll see, and then likely into the college football playoff. And then we'll all find out whether or not Jim Harbaugh is, I don't want to say got the, well, let's just see if he can win the championship. If he wins, this man is gone. If he loses, this man is still gone. And so Michigan, just basically here at the end of the season, I can't remember a situation or scenario like this where you have a team really competing for a national championship and there is more attention on the coach, his oversight, and whether or not the program cheated. And you, how about this? Somebody called up last night. If the Wolverines win it all, if they win the national championship, are people going to look at them and call them cheaters? Is this going to be a tainted victory for the Wolverines? I don't think so. I think folks are just prepared for Jim Harbaugh to go out there and fail, and the world will go on. I don't think this is too big of a deal. Michigan is doing, I think, what it should do. It's trying to stall. It's trying to buy time. It's trying to kick the can on down the road to the point where it's not going to matter when Harbaugh is gone. He's going either way. It's just a matter of when. I think he'll go to the Raiders, as I said. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. It's not the only fight going on. Giannis Antetokounmpo fighting with referees, not physically. Michigan already fighting with the Big Ten to keep Harbaugh on the sidelines. I don't even know if I should consider this a fight. This is probably closer to the lines of entertainment. All my boxing fans out there, maybe you're not a fan of this or this guy. It's Jake Paul. Yeah, the dude that used to be on YouTube making crazy videos with his brother, Logan Paul. Jake Paul has a new fight. He fought an MMA fighter in Nate Diaz. He beat him. Beat him by decision. His only loss on his sterling 8-1 record. He lost to Tyson Fury's brother, Tommy, via decision. Jake Paul is the same individual who knocked the living hell out of slam dunk champion Nate Robinson. Jake Paul, superstar fighter, right? Has a record of 8-1. Prepare yourselves, folks. He is going to fight his first real boxer. Someone who has trained his entire life to box. He's not a basketball player. He's not an MMA fighter. He's neither. He's a boxer. His name? Andre August. Let me tell you something, folks. I love boxing. I keep up with boxing. Am I going to sit here and tell you I know every fighter? And am I going to tell you I know the next big thing out of Baltimore or Atlanta or Los Angeles or Houston? No, I don't know that. We've had plenty of fighters here. Damn it, Andre Ward is going to join us next week. We've had fighters on here. I ain't never heard of Andre August in my life. But Jake Paul went on social media, because that's what a guy who's on YouTube does, and he let everybody know that he's excited about this fight with Andre August. He can't wait to get in the ring with him. And he announced his opponent. Listen to this guy, Jake Paul.
Let's go, baby. I'm back. Andre August, 10-1, pro boxer on a 7-fight win streak. He's a real dog. But I'm going to knock this guy out Friday, December 15th. Live on the zone. This is my next step to world champion fights. Let's go.
Look, the only thing that gets this guy to world champion fights is if they feel the gate is there. He ain't getting no boxing fights on merit. Come on now. Andre August has been competing in the cruiserweight, light heavyweight divisions. He's 35 years old. He started his career 10 years ago. He's 10-0. This man ain't, come on. You can't sell this fight. Come on. I'm fighting a boxer. This man is 35 and fighting for 10. He's fighting once a year. What is this? They found somebody to pay who won't do drugs, who's going to show up, and then he's going to fight at another level. He pretty much just said, Jake Paul, that this is the next step in him securing a championship. Look, boxing, I don't want to call it a sham. That's not appropriate to the dudes who go out there and, you know, give their blood, their sweat, and their tears. But boxing is a carnival sport. Who's going to come out and scream the loudest? Who got the biggest mouth? And Jake Paul and beating up basketball players and retired MMA guys. I mean, he beat Anderson Silva. Come on. He's now fighting a tomato can of a boxer. Andre August, good for you, man. Go get the check. Go get the money. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if Jake Paul did eventually have a real fight against real competition. But it's not going to be based on merit. It's going to be based on money, like the rest of his fights are. Because there are a lot of people who will pay a lot of money just to see a sideshow in a freak show. Everybody loves a good fight, whether it's real, staged, or just set up to be a you-know-what show. Congratulations, Jake Paul. He's continuing to, make the money. I ain't mad at him. But if he fought a real boxer or somebody who was actually good in a real fight, Jake Paul would get his ass kicked. That's just the facts. He ain't that type of a prodigy. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. Leland is calling from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR?
Yes, you're live on the radio. How you doing?
Hey, man, this is Tim, man, on my rugby phone.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate you. What's up?
Hey, man. Look, I don't care what Yahoo or anybody else reports. Do you really think Michigan has the facts to send that statement to the Big 12?
Yeah, why not? It's a letter from a lawyer. What's the worst that could happen?
I mean, I just don't know that I'm buying it. You know, I just
this thing has
blown so far out of proportion. I just don't know what to believe. I'm not a Michigan fan by any means.
I'm sure.
But I just think there's a lot of stuff out there that we still don't know.
Well,
and like you said, when Harbaugh leaves,
yeah,
it'll all be undisclosed then. JR, love your show, man. Thank you for everything you do. Can't wait to listen to the rest of the show, brother.
Well, thank you so much, Tim, for calling from Alabama. There are a few things that we do know. We already know that Michigan is being investigated by the Big Ten and the NCAA. We also know that the former Marine Stallions is no longer employed by Michigan. It's been reported that he resigned. Whether you want to call him being fired or resigned, I think it's just a matter of logistics. And we do know Harbaugh has said that we're being investigated. And so what is there? Where's the ambiguity? Where's the uncertainty about what's happening? And according to Yahoo Sports, they got their hands on a letter from Michigan to the Big Ten detailing what I told you, that Michigan is basically telling the Big Ten, hey, y'all don't have the authority, or in the words of Eric Cartman, I think it's the authority, they don't have the authority to punish anybody. And so why is that something that's so difficult to believe? It's what lawyers get paid for, right? Sit around, charge a lot of money to write threatening messages to other people. That's what lawyers do. So why would I think Michigan wouldn't do that? They're trying to win a national championship, hopefully without cheating. Well, that guy is no longer with the team, so maybe not, right? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back from break, we're going to talk about a guy. I'm not sure what he's doing. But his record right now at Colorado indicates that he is not cheating. Indicates that his defense sucks. His offensive line sucks. That his son is a pinata. It's Deion Sanders in Colorado. What's next for Deion? Not this next game, but in the future. Is he going to the NFL? Deion has an answer in a comment. We'll hear it on the other side. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Ever notice how feline family members take a back seat to dogs by most pet insurance companies? Yeah, that chafes me. Cats have feelings too, and it's just wrong. But hold your horses. I got some good news here. FelixCatInsurance.com is doing something about it. They call it whisker-to-tail protection. Because, look, our cats don't actually have 9 lives, and accidents and things can happen anytime. Felix Cat Insurance has plan options for cats of all ages, and it covers accidents, illnesses, emergency care, and more. Best part? Plans start at under $1 per day. Customizable coverage exclusively for felines. FelixCatInsurance.com. No dogs allowed. Well, hold up. This ain't over yet. Roll that legal stuff.
Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. For all terms and limitations, visit FelixCatInsurance.com/terms.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Let's face the facts. Everyone wants to feel valued, especially your employees. In fact, a 2023 study found 78% of business owners say benefits and retirement plans improve employee retention. Employees want to feel secure in their jobs and their finances. At Principal, we help you invest in your people. Because investing in your people is investing in your business. Learn more at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.